Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. How about that, folks? I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. DebbieMeyer.com. She's going to be on HSN on the 20th. Is that right?
27th
on HSN all day long. It'll be wall-to-wall Debbie Meyer. You can't get enough of her. And, Debbie, thanks again for being here. She's the cake cutter lady, folks. She's the green box lady. She's the international awards. She had to get a bigger mantle for her awards. They're coming in from all over the galaxy. Debbie, thanks again for being here. We're talking about older people, baby boomers, retiring and starting businesses. So if somebody walked up to you and said, am I too old to start a business, what would you say to them?
I'd answer them with a question. How long is a piece of string? it's such a nebulous question, and it really, it only applies if you can be specific. And I love a quote by Henry Ford, and it was, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right.
That's right.
So,
that's a great quote.
I don't think anybody is too old to start a business. What I think they need to look at is their motivations for doing it,
mm-hmm.
why they want to do it, how they think they can do it, what they have to offer. Be realistic about it. But, no, I don't think there's any.
But, you know, one of the things about being at that age and hopefully having some financial resources, you've probably got your Social Security, maybe a retirement income of some kind, something like that. Maybe hopefully your home's paid for, that kind of thing. You can probably be a little more easy about it, a little more selective about it than I was back in my late 30s when I was downsized twice in 18 months and I had two kids and two mortgages. You know what I mean? I had to get after it. So
what do you do?
This age, though, I mean, if you're in your late 60s or whatever, at this point in your life, you ought to be able to say, I think I'll do this. What do you think?
Absolutely, and your motivation has to come from you. You know, you can go and look at every motivational website there is, and you can start reading what everybody says about what you should do and how to get yourself going. It's got to come from you, because if somebody else motivates you, you know, I believe you can inspire people. The motivation has to come for them to actually act on it. So they have to, you know, I've said to you many, many times, you know, the passion only goes so far. The execution is the next 98% of all of it. So, you know, look at it for yourself, but never, ever, ever say, I'm too old for this.
And I have to say, one of the things about capitalizing a business, if you've never been a business owner, if you've never run a profit and loss entity, you probably want to grow organically. I'm going to go out on a limb here and be presumptuous and say, when I say organically, by that I mean you probably don't want to invest your retirement. You probably don't want to borrow a bunch of money unless you're buying real estate or something. I mean, I would have to say, you know, when I did all that when I was younger, I always knew that if I failed, I could work my way out of it. And I did fail, and I worked my way out of it. But I mean, I guess there are different ways of thinking about capitalizing a business, right, at this age?
Yes. And one of the things I want to say, because I've heard this from so many people as well, there are two parts of this. One, on one side, they're terrified of losing whatever nest egg they have built up. And on the other hand, they talk about, well, I've got all this money, and if I start a business, I'll grow it and I'll have more money.
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe, and maybe not. Because
because half of businesses fail in the first 4 years.
Yes.
That's the new number.
Well, you were talking about earlier, starting your business in the corner of your family room on the rooftop.
Do it organically. Yeah. Hey, Debbie, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Will you come back soon? Is she there? Yeah. January 27th, HSN, the international award-winning Debbie Meyer will be right there. Debbie, thanks for being here. Come back soon. We look forward to having you back on the show. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Happy New Year.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.